This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. Missouri first graders would have to take a gun safety course under a bill being considered by a state Senate committee. Senator Dan Brown, a Republican from Rolla, outlined his proposal yesterday for the chamber's General Laws Committee. No one spoke in opposition, and the committee did not vote on the measure. The bill would mandate the teaching of the National Rifle Association's Eddie Eagle Gun Safe Program in every first grade classroom. Brown says it would teach young children what to do if they came across an unsecured weapon. The bill would also require teachers to attend 8 hours of training on responding to an armed intruder inside a school. Brown filed the measure December 13th, one day before the Connecticut school shooting that killed 26 people. Republicans in the Missouri House are making another attempt to pass legislation that would require voters to show photo ID at the polls. But as Marshall Griffin reports, no one testified in favor of the proposal at a House hearing yesterday.
Everyone who testified either opposed requiring photo IDs for voting or were neutral. It would allow anyone who does not have a photo ID to vote with a provisional ballot, which would not be counted until the voter's identity is verified. John Scott with the Secretary of State's office says that would still disenfranchise Missouri voters.
In the 2012 election, only 25% of provisional ballots were counted. So to say that you aren't disenfranchising eligible Missourians doesn't necessarily line up with the facts.
Committee members are considering two measures, a bill that would require photo IDs for voting and a constitutional amendment that would allow lawmakers to pass the photo ID bill. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
And the state Supreme Court has declared Missouri's 2006 photo ID law unconstitutional. Missouri's public colleges and universities would get a funding increase under Governor Jay Nixon's proposed budget, but not all of the institutions would be treated equally. Nixon's proposed budget seeks to implement a performance funding plan that would reward some schools more than others for meeting goals in such things as student retention and graduation. For example, the University of Missouri would get a 4.3% funding increase, or about half of the total $34 million increase for all higher education institutions. That's because the university system met all of its performance criteria. But Jefferson College in eastern Missouri would get just a 2.2% increase, about $158,000, because it met just two out of its five performance criteria. Governor Jay Nixon wants to expand subsidized child care to more than 2,800 children whose parents are gradually moving up the pay scale at work. Nixon's proposed budget includes a $6.3 million funding increase for what's described as transitional child care. The money would allow low-income parents who get raises to continue receiving a reduced child care subsidy instead of losing the aid altogether. Missouri provides a full child care subsidy to families earning up to 122% of the poverty level. It also provides a transitional benefit for those earning up to 133% of poverty. That's about $25,000 annually for a family of three. Nixon wants to extend a transitional child care subsidy up to 175% of poverty, or about $33,000 for a family of three. Missouri senators have endorsed legislation that could be used to attract big-time sports events to the state. The bill, given initial approval yesterday, would authorize Missouri to issue up to $3 million of tax credits annually to the organizers of amateur sporting events, such as the NCAA basketball tournaments. It also could be used to attract Olympic trials. Missouri once was a frequent host of big-time sports events, but supporters of the legislation say Missouri has been losing out recently to other states offering incentives. A Missouri Senate committee is considering whether to renew security exemptions to the state's open records law. Two exemptions expired this year. One covered operational guidelines and policies developed by law enforcement and others for preventing and responding to terrorism. The other dealt with security systems and structural plans for property owned or leased by government agencies. The Senate measure would renew the exemptions through the year 2017. But the proposed bill would also require most public bodies to give more advanced notice of public meetings, 48 hours notice of meetings instead of just 24 hours required now, and government agencies that seek to close meetings or records because of a, quote, cause of action would need evidence that a lawsuit has been filed or have correspondence indicating that it would be. Missouri legislators would be permanently barred from becoming lobbyists after leaving office under a proposal before a state Senate panel. The bill by Republican Senator John Lamping of St. Louis County would apply only to people first elected to any public office after the year 2014. Lamping was initially calling for a 2-year cooling-off period before ex-lawmakers could lobby, but decided to change his plan to ban the practice altogether and expand the prohibition to all other elected officials. Of the 60 Missouri legislators who left office last year, at least 4 have already registered as lobbyists. The Senate's Ethics Committee heard testimony on the proposal yesterday, but did not vote on it. A Missouri Senate committee is considering a resolution to kick off plans for the state's 200th birthday in the year 2021. The resolution is sponsored by Senate Majority Leader Ron Richard, a Republican from Joplin. The Senate Rules Committee heard testimony yesterday but did not vote on the measure. It would direct the State Historical Society of Missouri to start developing plans commemorating Missouri's bicentennial. The resolution would need to pass both the House and the Senate before being sent to the Historical Society. Missouri legislators are taking another stab at requiring voters to show photo identification at the polls. Supporters argue the law would help prevent election fraud. Opponents argue there are no recent known instances of voter fraud. They say the proposal could make voting harder for many Missourians. Missouri legislators have debated photo ID requirements in recent years. A 2006 state law imposing the requirement was ruled unconstitutional by the Missouri Supreme Court. MU police and the University of Missouri have made an important announcement that officials have new and crucial information in the 8-year-old homicide case of MU researcher Zhang M. Police say they have identified the murderer in the case, but are leaving the case open as more information comes in. KBIA's Alexandra Olgan was at the announcement this morning.
At the MUPD press conference, they announced that they solved the 8-year-old murder of Dr. Zhang M., and he was a research professor at the university here. They said the murder is not closed because they think that with this press conference, more information will come out, possibly. They identified Timothy Aaron Hogue as the man who committed the murder, and they believe that he committed the murder by himself. Timothy Aaron Hogue committed suicide by jumping off a parking garage in Columbia, and they got a tip that he may be involved in the murder, so they matched the DNA of his body to the DNA from the crime scene, and that's how they connected those two.
That's Alex Olgan reporting earlier this morning from the MU Police Department's announcement about an advancement in their investigation of the murder of MU researcher Zhang M. Missouri first graders would have to take a gun safety course under a bill being considered by a state Senate committee. Senator Dan Brown, a Republican from Rolla, outlined his proposal yesterday for the chamber's General Laws Committee. No one spoke in opposition, and the committee did not vote on the measure. The bill would mandate the teaching of the National Rifle Association's Eddie Eagle Gun Safe Program in every first grade classroom. Brown says it would teach young children what to do if they came across an unsecured weapon. Republicans in the Missouri House are making another attempt to pass legislation that would require voters to show photo ID at the polls. As Marshall Griffin reports, no one testified in favor of the proposal at a House hearing yesterday.
Everyone who testified either opposed requiring photo IDs for voting or were neutral. It would allow anyone who does not have a photo ID to vote with a provisional ballot, which would not be counted until the voter's identity is verified. John Scott with the Secretary of State's office says that would still disenfranchise Missouri voters.
In the 2012 election, only 25% of provisional ballots were counted. So to say that you aren't disenfranchising eligible Missourians doesn't necessarily line up with the facts.
Committee members are considering two measures, a bill that would require photo IDs for voting and a constitutional amendment that would allow lawmakers to pass the photo ID bill. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
And the state Supreme Court has declared Missouri's 2006 photo ID law unconstitutional. Missouri's public colleges and universities would get a funding increase under Governor Jay Nixon's proposed budget, but not all of the institutions would be treated equally. Nixon's proposed budget seeks to implement a performance funding plan that would reward some schools more than others for meeting goals in such things as student retention and graduation. The University of Missouri, for example, would get a 4.3% funding increase, or about half of the total $34 million increase for all higher education institutions. That's because the university system met all of its performance criteria. But Jefferson College in Eastern Missouri would get just a 2.2% increase because it met just 2 out of its 5 performance criteria. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.